Welcome, world, to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker, and you can follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes, also follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S, and the number 1. Got that Facebook group as well?
Yep.
Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join that community. We have daily posts up there. We talk to the listeners. You can also post your questions in there too, man, if you want to hear us talk about something.
Questions, comments, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You want us to talk about something, we're going to talk about it.
Sure will.
Unless it's politics.
No politics. We will tell you that we're not going to speak politics. We're not just going to ignore your question. We will tell you we don't talk politics.
Yep.
But we might take an aspect of what you're talking about, and we might talk about that. But we're not going to strictly get into politics. Got some news for you, man.
All right.
Wrestling news.
Okay.
Jon Moxley suffered an elbow injury.
I know.
He is out of All Out. He will not participate.
I heard.
He had elbow surgery the other day, man. That sucks.
Yeah, he got hurt in New Japan or whatever it was. So
I mean, unfortunately, we won't get to
see that
match. It
sucks for Kenny. Like, what is Kenny Omega going
to
do?
I think Kenny will be okay. I think Kenny will find something else to do.
I understand that, but Kenny needs a W against a good opponent.
He does need a W against a good opponent. But the good part about this is they got a week or so to get it straight.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, leave him hanging to the last minute and say, yo.
Yeah, I follow him, Moxley, on Twitter, and I seen his, you know, his rant or whatever he went on.
You know.
Being upset about it.
Yeah, he was upset about it. He was clearly upset about it because he wanted to go ahead and do this, but at least he didn't leave AEW hanging.
Yeah.
Where he was like, nah, I think I can go.
You can't do that.
You know, but some people do that. They'll be like, oh, I think I can still go. And then,
yeah, but
you don't
want to make it worse before you get on TV.
Yeah. It was a good thing that, you know, he did that. But now they can use their platform, the YouTube and everything like that, to build towards a match in the future between him and Kenny.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got more time to build the match. You know,
well, that'll definitely come when they're on TV.
Yeah, depending on how severe the injury is, Jon Moxley could do some non-contact stuff. The man could cut a great promo, so
he
could do promo work up until that time. If you don't want to keep him away from TV or the business in its entirety, if you don't want to keep him away, he can still do promos or whatnot. So,
also for those who don't know, NXT is going to USA.
NXT is going to USA. I think they're going to put that on Wednesday nights, right?
Yep.
So
and they're doing it.
Opposite of
they're doing AEW. It 2 weeks before AEW airs. So they're going to start it in September and get a head start.
Yeah. AEW is NXT is a great product for the WWE.
And as far as I know, from everything I've seen and from reports or whatever, Triple H is still going to be running the show.
Right. You know. They did have reports that Vince McMahon may put his 2 cents in.
Which I believe he will.
But hopefully not. I am getting a phone call again.
Here we go. But as far as NXT goes, yes, it's a great product.
Hello?
You know, Triple H,
what's up?
It's Triple H's baby. He picks up people from the indies. He gets people that just try out, you know. Trying to build future stars for the WWE.
Yeah, he's doing a good job with that too. So in NXT, you have a lot of stars down there.
And not to mention their takeover shows are arguably the best wrestling shows you may ever see.
Yeah. They put on great shows. And a lot of their people have come from the indies where they've been grinding and busting their ass for a long time. The NXT product is basically to get them used to working live television shows. They make sure that they know where the camera is at all times and things like that. So they're not teaching these guys how to be good wrestlers because they're already good wrestlers when they come in there. They're teaching them how to be great entertainers and hone their crafts in other aspects.
And from what I hear, when you take Shawn Michaels' class, he teaches you how to be a storyteller in the ring.
Shawn Michaels.
Ain't no better person to learn from than Shawn Michaels.
In the ring, being a storyteller, he told us a tremendous story when he was telling us how fucking mad he was at Hulk Hogan when he was up there bumping for this guy.
Yeah.
Great. Also, man, in other news, another Patriots person in trouble again, man. Lance Kendricks, the tight end, suspended for the substance abuse policy. He's going to miss the first games. There's no word yet of whether he's going to miss more games than that. But them damn Patriots, boy, they trying to get that edge.
In my personal opinion, he should get 4, just like anybody else.
Anybody else, yeah. Definitely should get 4.
So.
But I know you told me this episode, man, you wanted to talk about your man Josh Rosen.
Yes, I wanted. I posted it in the group for, I don't know, on the Facebook page. I don't know if people seen it or not. But Josh Rosen, yes, he came in against second stringers. But he came in off the bench cold on the Dolphins' 1-yard line. Ooh. Marched them down the field 99 yards for a touchdown.
Wow.
He didn't throw a touchdown pass. We ran it in for a touchdown, but he still marched us down the field. 99 yards, coming off the bench cold. You know? That's hard.
That is hard. 99-yard drive. That's hard. That is not easy, you know, in the NFL. Did he know where the Mike linebacker was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he calls it out.
He calls it out.
You hear him call it out in the game.
All right.
He actually made a mistake one time and somebody corrected him.
Oh.
He called out the wrong number. He's like, no, that number.
good. At least he's growing, man. Yeah. I think it's all about coaching as well, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a defensive-minded head coach, even though his last coach that he played for was supposed to be a defensive-minded head coach as well.
Adam Gase?
No. He played for Steve Wilkes.
Oh. Well, I think he got a raw deal, too, in Arizona. He got fired after 1 year. That's not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair, but for your quarterback not to know who the Mike linebacker is and you're a defensive coordinator, there's something wrong there.
Well, he's not an offensive coach, so
right.
He obviously didn't talk to Rosen.
Maybe. But that does show promise. Josh Rosen
and
running a 99-yard drive.
And as far as the Dolphins go, I hope they start the kid week one. I know they're not going to. I've seen Fitzpatrick, and I don't like what I see from Fitzpatrick in preseason. I don't know what he's doing in practice. But when I see him in the games, because they play 3 preseason games, I don't like what I see.
You don't like what you see out of him in the preseason games? I haven't actually watched him. But if practice is any indication of what people can expect from you, we expect Nathan Peterman to be a top 5 quarterback because this man practices his ass off.
Yo, David Jones on the Giants.
Daniel Jones.
Whatever the fuck, man. I don't care about the Giants.
He's practicing very well.
And he's balling in preseason.
Yeah, he's doing
He's got enough. The highest QB rating of every quarterback in the league in preseason.
That's great. It's fucking preseason.
Against second and third stringers.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, we don't try to anoint people because they have a great preseason. But you have to look at the preseason and you have to say, all right, yes, he's playing against second or third stringers, but he's doing the fundamental things that we require him to be a decent quarterback.
I mean, hey, your job is to get better and learn in preseason as a rookie.
You know, and we say the same things about wide receivers and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like your man's. What's your boy's name? Williams?
Oh, Preston Williams?
Preston Williams. It's balling in preseason.
No. He balled in game 1.
Oh!
He ain't been balling the last 2 games.
Oh, man.
Now, truthfully, what I believe it is, when he balled out, he was catching passes from Josh Rosen.
Right.
Now he's trying to catch passes from Fitzpatrick, and it's not the same chemistry.
Not the same chemistry.
Because he didn't – he practiced – with Josh Rosen, with the 2s and the 3s. So they developed that chemistry.
Right.
Because the Dolphins have injuries at receiver right now.
Yeah.
well, people still recovering, and, you know, fucking Devontae, whatever the fuck his name is.
Devontae Parker?
Yeah, whatever, man. You're good at Madden, you suck in real life. All right? he breaks a fingernail, and he's hurt for 2 weeks. Fucking bitch. But anyway, yeah, so they've been, him and Rosen, they have the chemistry.
Right.
Him and Fitzpatrick, they don't. And you can see it.
Okay.
So that's why I feel he hasn't been playing good.
He hasn't been playing good. Do you think he's going to make the team?
Oh, he's definitely making the team.
He's making the team. Okay. All right. So
Devontae Parker, he's on his last leg. His receiving spot's about to get taken. So
Devontae Parker's on his last leg. Is about to get taken.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even with that coming from there, that got news that you guys may be looking to trade Kenny Stills and Kiko Alonso.
Get rid of Kiko. I never liked him.
Also, I got up here Rashad Jones. I don't know who Rashad Jones
is. Rashad Jones is our superstar strong safety.
And you guys are looking, you could be looking to trade those.
Well, he's getting older and he's expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, when you get expensive, you get older, you start to regress. So is your talent worth what we are going to be paying you? Is what teams look at. If you're not worth what we're going to be paying you, then they're probably going to move on. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're a bum.
Yeah. As far as the Dolphins go, we're trying to get young, hungry players.
Right. And you guys are trying to open up salary cap room.
Oh, we already have cap room. We've got $100 million. Well, starting next year, we'll have $100 million in cap room, and we already have, I think, 12 draft picks for next year.
You guys are in a good position for the future.
For the rebuild.
And your 2022?
My 2022.
2022. They're going to win Super Bowl champs.
I 2022. Hope so, man. I like this coach. I like what he's doing.
Right.
You know, it's been a long time since, as a Dolphins fan, that I've seen a coach come in and do the things that he's doing.
Right. Not your Nick Sabans.
Oh, fuck. I'll give Nick Saban credit. He did draft us some good players.
Yeah. Not your Adam Gases.
No.
Not your, what, Philbin was your coach?
Joe Philbin.
Philbin was your coach at one point. Man.
Yeah, we had him one year too long.
I have no idea how the fuck I knew all of your Miami coaches.
Oh, it gets worse, man. But you know, we had Cameron when we went 1-15. He obviously didn't make it through. He got fired after that.
Wow.
You know, Dave Wannstedt and them.
Yeah, man, it's been rough out there for y'all.
Yeah, there's a bunch of interim coaches. We had Todd Bowles as an interim coach at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, we've gone through some people.
Now, Todd Bowles is not a bad coach, but he did have a bad deal with those
Jets.
It was horrible. He was.
They
a coach
did, they gave
the
him no talent. They put no talent so on that bad. Man's team.
Now, we've been talking about this for a couple of episodes, man. You've been wanting me to watch Django Unchained.
Yes. Yes.
Now, that was the only Quentin Tarantino movie that I had not watched. And it's because I don't really like watching slave movies.
I don't either, but it's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, I don't really like watching slave movies, but this Quentin Tarantino movie. So I watched it the other day.
In your thoughts?
That is a good movie.
I told you. What you think about the blue suit?
That was a good movie. Man, the first thing I thought about when this motherfucker came out there with the blue suit with the frilly shit, I was like, why the fuck did he pick this? Now, for those who don't know what Django Unchained is, it's the story of a slave who he ran away, but he did get captured and he was going to be sold to a guy. This guy that purchased him gave him his freedom.
He was a bounty hunter.
He's a bounty hunter. So he purchased the guy. He purchased Django. But instead of making him a slave, he decided he was going to make him his partner as a bounty hunter. And he gave him his freedom. So this is a free nigga. Yes, I'm going to say the word nigga. Because that's what they say in the damn thing.
All through the movie.
This is a free nigga walking around in the South. And these white people don't know what the fuck to do with themselves.
Oh, he wasn't walking. He had a horse.
Oh, my bad. He was riding on a horse. Something that niggas ain't supposed to do in the Deep South at that point in time. He was riding around on a horse
with a blue suit on
because he's free. He could pick whatever the fuck he want to wear. He chose to wear a velvet blue suit.
Yep.
With some frilly fucking shirt. And the loafers had, didn't that motherfucker have a bow on it or something?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Either way, the motherfucker walking around, and these white people don't know what the fuck to do with themselves. Because again, this is time where niggas ain't supposed to be doing this shit. And because he's free, he talking to these white people any kind of way he want.
Any kind of way.
And the most vindicating thing for him was when he got to kill the three guys that beat him and his wife at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, when he took that whip to that man,
mm-hmm.
you could see the satisfaction on Jamie Foxx's face.
Oh, yeah. That was real.
It was satisfaction.
That was real.
But even with all that said, my favorite actor of all time, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did you see the smile on that nigga's face?
The smile on this motherfucker's face when he got to be able to say nigga and not be crucified for it.
Yep. And you got Samuel L. Jackson co-signing it because that was his house, nigga.
Samuel L. Jackson. Everybody in this movie played exceptional roles. Everybody in this movie played their role to a T. Kerry Washington played her role extremely well.
Yep.
You know, Samuel L. Jackson played his role. The bounty hunter was Christoph Waltz.
Yeah. He's a good actor.
I found out something interesting about this. At the beginning of the movie, when he's riding around on the horse and carriage, and it got the little dental shit at the top of it, right? Mm-hmm. The reason why they added that in, so they rewrote the movie in order to go with that. But the reason why they did that is because during the first shoots, he fell off a horse and dislocated his pelvis. So they rewrote the scenes of the movie that coincide with that because he couldn't ride horseback for the rest of the movie. So he had to, they shot the scenes with him. They shot the ending of the movie first and then they went back to the beginning.
So they had
to reshoot the beginning of the movie because they needed to tie in some scenes and because he couldn't ride horseback. So they had to reshoot and then they wrote in that he was undercover dentist or whatever.
God damn.
So the movie was slightly different because Christoph Waltz dislocated his pelvis bone.
Damn.
But that also shows you how good Quentin Tarantino and his writing team is, that they could seamlessly just transition to that shit. And you would have never known that that's the reason why they chose to make him an undercover dentist.
Well, they ain't have no choice. It's either that or you shut down production for like a year.
Yeah. So he was dealing with that. But all in all, great movie. I loved it. I mean, this is I haven't seen a bad Quentin Tarantino movie.
And you won't. I'm dying to see the new one. I haven't seen it yet.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is the new one. I'm gonna see that at some point here.
With Brad Pitt and Leo, you don't like Brad Pitt.
I didn't say I didn't like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't say I didn't like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, you did.
I just said that he's not as great of an actor as people say he is.
Yes, he is.
He's good.
He's great. It's Brad Pitt.
I mean, you're not gonna get any more out of me. He's all right, man. I ain't gonna say I don't. I ain't say I didn't like him. I just said, you know, it's not as great.
What was your favorite Brad Pitt movie? For me, Troy.
Troy? Troy was good. Troy was good. He did okay in Oceans. In the Oceans movies.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He hasn't had a bad movie. Like, he's not bad.
Fight Club was great.
You know, I'm not saying he's a bad actor. It's just his movies, they just don't intrigue me as much as other people. Like, he doesn't do bad in his movies. I just, like, I'd watch a Matt Damon movie or Leonardo movie before I watch his movie.
Really? A Matt Damon?
Yeah. The Bourne series? the Bourne series was legit.
Yeah, but that's killer motherfuckers. Everybody wants to see motherfuckers getting killed.
What was that other movie he did where he was in space?
Martian. The Martian.
Yeah, that was a good movie. The Martian. That was a great movie.
Yeah, I watched it today. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
No, but don't get me wrong, man. I'm not saying Brad Pitt is a bad actor. I think the other people are a step above him. But he's good.
Maybe it's just the movie.
The type of movies he's making. Maybe. Could be. Now, also what I've been doing. I watched a show on HBO called Euphoria. With Zendaya. I think she was a Nickelodeon Disney Channel bitch. I don't know. One of those.
Don't call her that.
What?
Don't call her a Nickelodeon Disney bitch.
She was on Disney
and okay. Zendaya got skills.
I ain't say she didn't have skills. I'm just saying that's where she came from.
And she can sing.
Yeah, she can sing. Have you watched the show, Euphoria?
No, I don't have HBO.
Oh my God. This show. Now.
I mean, I can watch it. I got a Fire Stick.
I gotta give people a warning on this show. Because it's about a teenage drug addict.
Is she the teenage drug addict?
Zendaya is playing the teenage drug addict.
Okay.
She is in high school. And the story takes place after she overdosed. Her sister found her in the room. She overdosed. She damn near died. But instead of this bitch recovering, she's going to the meetings. But she's still doing whatever drugs she want to do. I'm talking sniffing cocaine. She getting that booger sugar. She smoking weed. She popping pills. It got to the point that she was so bad that her damn drug dealer had to say, look, I ain't selling you no more shit. Like, I'm done. I'm not selling you no. You know it's bad.
Even with money?
Even with money, dude. She had the money.
Oh, he ain't want that death on his conscience.
Like,
he probably has some potent shit. Like, nah, I'm not going to kill you.
You know you bad. When your drug dealer be like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not selling you no bullshit. And you knew she was at her lowest point. Because she was knocking on this nigga door. She was banging on this nigga door. Telling him how much she hate him. Telling him she'll suck his dick and anything. For this fucking hit. She need that shit. She was at her lowest point.
Bitch, there's other drug dealers out there.
There's other drug dealers out there. But that drug dealer was her man's. That was her dude.
Yeah, because he probably has some potent shit.
Yeah.
That was going to kill her. Yeah. She wanted it.
But all in all, man, this is a good show. The show was written by a guy who Zendaya is playing him. He rewrote it as a female, of course, but she's playing him.
So it's his life
story. It's his life story.
All right.
It's true shit. It's good. And the surrounding characters, they have in it. I don't know none of these motherfuckers. Like, I've never seen any of these people act in any other show before. But they are a good cast of people. It's like watching that show Stranger Things. Like, you ain't know none of them kids.
I've never seen Stranger Things.
Well, damn. Well, you can't relate to what I'm saying, then.
No.
Well, right now, the people that are listening who've watched Stranger Things, you've never seen those kids before, ever. But they put on a good performance. And this is what the kids in this show do. They put on a good performance. You know, for some reason, watching teenagers fuck their whole life up is great television.
Yeah, it is. Like that movie Kids from back in the day.
Yeah, it's great television. It's just great television. Now, you got the Zendaya's character. You have her. She has a friend. And the friend, her whole thing is fucking older guys. She don't care what the guy look like. She don't give a damn. She just wants to fuck older men. Because she don't fuck with niggas her age. And that's all she does.
Whatever, there's girls out there like that.
She feel, and You gotta watch this show, man. She just feels empowered when she's doing that. She just likes to look at these motherfuckers' faces.
That bitch got daddy issues.
She probably do.
That's what that's about.
But she likes to feel empowered. No, the dudes that she fuck with, though, she likes to control them and tell them what to do and shit. But she likes to look on a man's face. That ugly ass look that all of us get when we busting a nut. She likes that look on niggas' faces. And then when she finished and the motherfucker asks, "Did you come?" "Nah, nigga, I fucked you." Like,
okay.
But the show is great. It's about a bunch of druggy, alcoholic teens. It's a great show. It's well written. And the performances are exceptional. I would tell you to go watch that if you got HBO. For this nigga over here that don't got HBO,
well, like I said, I got a Fire Stick. I can watch it on there.
Definitely watch it. Now, one of our listeners wanted us to talk about something else, right? What they wanted to talk about? Food?
Food.
Food. What we break this down? Like, favorite foods?
We can do whatever.
Okay, so let's break this down into categories. Okay. I know you don't eat out too much, so this one's going to be a little short. What are your favorite fast food restaurants?
I don't know. Chinese pizza.
You like Chinese pizza? I said like
not actual. Chinese pizza, but Chinese or pizza.
Oh, people could have misconstrued what I just said?
Yeah. a Chinese person making pizza. I don't want that shit. I don't want that shit.
What you got against Chinese people making pizza, bro?
Nah, I'm good on that.
You good on that?
I'm good on that.
Okay, I really didn't mean it like that, but, you know, if a listener may have misconstrued me saying Chinese people making pizza, that's not what I meant.
Well, it's the way you said it. You said Chinese pizza like it was one thing.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't do a pause. But you like Chinese, you like pizza. But I meant specific restaurants. Like, where do you frequent?
There is no frequent.
There's no frequent?
No. I cook at me and my girl, we cook at home. Or there is no or, really.
Right. But your go-to fast food restaurant is what? Like McDonald's or something like that? You go to McDonald's every once in a while?
Every once in a while. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go there today. I'm hungry.
Okay. Okay. What do you usually get from there? Like
chicken.
Chicken?
Something chicken.
You don't get no beef? No meat?
I like the Big Mac.
The Big Mac? Yeah. They started putting bacon on the Big Mac.
I don't like their bacon.
You don't like their
to
bacon?
To me, I like crispy bacon. You like and crispy their bacon ain't never crispy.
Okay. What about, you don't eat at Burger King?
I worked at Burger King, so.
So no?
It's not like the food is bad or they do anything to it. I'm not ever going to say that. Because I ate the fuck out of that shit. And that's why I don't eat it. Because right. I ate it so much.
Ate it so much. What about Checkers?
Oh, I love me some Checkers.
Checkers
man.
Is great. We actually, we went to New York together. We ate Checkers.
Yeah, back in March.
Yeah, that was like March. Yeah. We had to get some Checkers. Yes. Checkers is great. Checkers Rallies, that's under the same. White Castle. I like White Castle a little bit. I like them. Sonic is pretty good.
Never had them.
You never had Sonic?
Nope.
Damn,
right? I ain't never seen a Sonic in New York.
Well, they have two Sonics. One is on Troy Schenectady.
Okay, great. I ain't got no car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You going to take me there? Shit.
Maybe one day. But as far as favorite foods are concerned, what are some of your favorite foods?
My absolute favorite food is some goddamn hot wings and some macaroni and cheese.
Hot wings and macaroni and cheese. But not just any macaroni and cheese. It's got to be that nice baked macaroni and cheese, homemade with all the shredded cheese.
I don't eat macaroni and cheese from any place that ain't homemade that shit.
No Velveeta?
No.
No, what's that shit in the blue box?
The fucking blue box, man. That's just what I call it.
Oh, you call it the blue? I don't know, man. I don't eat that shit either.
Kraft. I think it is.
That Kraft mac and cheese. You don't eat that shit?
I mean, if she makes it for my son and I'm absolutely hungry and he won't eat it, I'll eat it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not eating that trash.
But I can only eat it when it's hot and fresh made. after it cools down and you got to reheat that shit. Nah, I'm good on
fucking
that.
Fucking disgusting ass shit.
I'm good on that.
I only like my mac and cheese homemade. But there is this great place in New York. It's Middletown, New York, called Mix and Mac. So if you ever down in Middletown, New York, go check out Mix and Mac. These motherfuckers got 80 different macaroni and cheese combinations. It's like Hamburger Helper, but they got all these different mac and cheese combinations. I eat the cheeseburger mac. Comes with the beef in it.
Okay.
Got some, you know, some onions.
I still want to try that whatever Whopper.
Oh, the Impossible Whopper?
Yeah.
You still want to try the Impossible Whopper from Burger King that's made with pure plants.
Yeah.
So it's a veggie burger, basically. So
I'll probably never try it.
Probably not. I'm not. I'm definitely not going to try that. So what are some of your other favorite foods, man?
Pretty much chicken, man.
You just eat chicken?
Shrimp. I love seafood, too.
I made some shrimp tacos the other day, man.
What?
Shrimp tacos, man. I made shrimp tacos the other day.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You ain't never had shrimp and tacos?
No.
You've never had shrimp tacos?
That don't even make sense to
me. It's great. It's fucking great.
Nigga, shrimp and tacos don't make sense to me.
All you're doing is putting, instead of using hamburger meat or steak or chicken, you're using shrimp instead. It's great.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I like shrimp tacos.
I like shrimp, period.
I love shrimp. That's why shrimp and taco. I like tacos. I like shrimp, so I put them together. Shit's great.
I don't eat Taco Bell. If I eat tacos, me and my girl, we home make that shit.
Right. I always do that. I'll go to an authentic Mexican restaurant here and there, or Spanish food, or whatever you want to call it. I'm not politically correct about this situation. So if I said this shit wrong and you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
I will say I miss being back home in Huntington. And they're all their bodegas.
All the bodegas.
Because there's a bodega everywhere. And yeah. There's nothing but food. And if I ain't never been to a bodega spot to have half food. Like, word.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love eating. And I love different places to eat. So, I went to a place here in New York. In Albany, New York. Called Smoky Bones.
I know. I haven't been there, but I heard, you know.
Smoky Bones is a barbecue place. So they sell ribs, you know, burger, steaks, things like that. It's great. Awesome.
I don't do steaks.
I still don't understand how you don't eat steak. Like, steak, bro. It's fucking steak.
Me, personally, I don't eat that much red meat.
Right.
I'll eat a burger,
mm-hmm.
You know, but not too much far off from that, nah.
Okay, that's fine. Eat collard greens? Greens?
I'm black, man. Of course I love some greens.
Greens are great.
Greens are great. I ain't even going front. I ain't had some greens in a long time. Samah or whoever, you know, I come to visit. I want some motherfucking greens.
Some greens. man, some mashed potatoes.
I'm not a mashed potato.
You're not
person.
A mashed potatoes guy? I like my mashed potatoes.
I mean, I'll eat it, but if it's not smothered in gravy, I ain't touching
now,
it.
Now, for you listeners out here, you got to know the fucking difference between mashed potatoes and whipped potatoes, okay? I don't want your nasty-ass, smooth-ass potatoes that you fucking beat with the goddamn, what you call that, the whisk. Yeah. And you didn't beat it up, and it's smooth as shit. I don't want that. I'm not eating applesauce. I'm not fucking old, okay? I don't want that shit. My mashed potatoes need to be lumpy. It's got to be mashed. Like, you took the fucking masher and you beat down on the potatoes, but you didn't make them smooth because you ain't whipped them, bitches. I don't want to be able to stir my fucking potatoes, okay? That's nasty.
It's not nasty.
It is. It's disgusting.
So, you don't like KFC mashed potatoes?
I don't eat KFC mashed potatoes, no.
They're actually pretty good.
I don't give a fuck.
Whatever, man.
It's not lumpy. I like my mashed potatoes lumpy. So don't ever in your life try to give me no motherfucking smooth-ass whipped mashed potatoes. I don't like that.
Okay.
Also, what you think about, like, people making, like, potato salad and stuff like that?
Okay. I'm more of a macaroni salad person, personally.
Macaroni salad? Okay. I don't like that shit.
Okay, then whatever, you know. That's just me.
Because they put all those mayo. All those things, they put mayo in.
I know. I if you don't OD on it, no. I can eat it. And you got to put some egg in it.
Because that's too much goddamn mayonnaise.
You know, you got to put some egg in it.
Got to put some egg in it?
Yeah, man.
Okay. So you like potato salad? Potato salad?
I'll eat it, but I prefer macaroni salad.
You prefer macaroni salad. Okay. So for those people who pretend that they make good potato salad, I don't want your nasty ass potato salad.
If you smother it in mayo, I can see it. I'm not eating it. All right?
Yeah.
Which is mostly white people. I'm sorry.
Eat deviled eggs?
I eat deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. Okay, okay. So, at the cookout, we got the deviled eggs. We got the potato salad. You ain't eating the potato salad, but you hitting up that macaroni salad.
Like I said, I'll eat potato salad, but I prefer macaroni salad.
Okay. You eat, like, pig feet, things like that?
Never have.
Never have?
Chitlins? No.
Okay. I'm a Southern guy. I've had all of this stuff before.
Yeah, I've never had any of that.
Okay. Yeah, I've had all of this stuff before. Pork chops?
I don't like pork chops.
I don't like pork chops either, man. I don't give a fuck if you stuff them. I don't care what you do with the motherfuckers. I can't do pork chops. My mom used to make pork chops all the fucking time when we were little.
My grandmother made pork chops all the time. I used to hate that. I used to starve, man. Like, I used to starve.
I don't want this shit. Like, but you can't tell grandma and mom you don't want this shit. You just pretend like you...
No, I'll be like, I'm not eating that. And you'll be like, you go hungry. Like, I won't
you
eat
gonna
that.
You go starve me. Word. What else, man? So you got the mac and cheese, corn, sweet corn, corn on the cob.
No.
No corn?
I'll put corn in my mashed potatoes.
You'll put corn in the mashed potatoes. So you make it like a bowl.
Whatever. You can call it what you want.
So you got the mashed potatoes, the gravy, you throw the corn, and then you throw some chicken on top.
This ain't KFC, motherfucker.
I'm just saying, is that what you
But doing? That is good.
That's good?
That is good.
I've never had that.
Oh, that shit is banging. But you don't like their mashed potatoes.
I don't like their mashed potatoes. I'm not going to eat that shit. It's not lumpy.
It'll be lumpy with the corn in it, motherfucker. In the chicken.
Okay. Yeah. Nah. I don't know. You can taste the whip in it. Like, it's like you can almost taste the air that they put into that shit. I don't know, man. I just don't like it.
The last time I ate out, I went to, I don't know, my mother and my brother took me to some place in Harlem. The food was okay.
That was when you went down for your brother's birthday, right?
Yeah, for my brother's birthday. Okay. I couldn't even tell you the name of the place. Personally, I probably would never want to go there again.
Never want to go there again.
But before that, I went to Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
What's that sauteed chicken, the Cajun?
Oh, the Cajun chicken.
Oh my god.
Cajun
gosh.
Chicken and shrimp.
Oh my god.
Or they don't call it Cajun. They call it the Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp.
Whatever, man. With the onions and mushrooms, yeah. Yo, that shit hit.
That shit's good.
That shit hit, man.
Yeah, man. I've been to Applebee's a few times. That's one of my go-tos on there. I've been to a lot of restaurants, man.
I don't like to eat out because I don't trust motherfuckers that I can't see cooking my food. I don't trust y'all.
You don't fuck with people for cooking your food either.
No.
Yeah, I understand that. So, I can get why you don't eat out like that. I don't eat out as much because I like my stuff homemade. I like to cook myself.
Homemade is better.
Yeah.
People are just lazy. That's why they don't do it. There is no other excuse. You're fucking lazy and you don't want to cook. So you eat out.
So what about the single mom that has, you know, the kid and the two jobs and don't have time to, like, really, really get
down? She can make time. I don't want to hear that shit because my grandmother raised me and my brother and my aunt. My aunt's a year younger than me. She had two jobs, and she still motherfucking cooked. I don't want to hear that shit.
What about the people that don't know how to cook?
Cookbooks.
I'm going to be honest with you, man.
If you can't read ingredients, you can't read.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. A cookbook is basically a guide.
Yeah.
It's not the end-all, be-all. So if you are a person who can't cook and you want to look at a cookbook, You can change those ingredients to make it fit. You can add your own little flavor. Cooking is like art. There's no right or wrong way to do it. At the end, the only thing that matters is do it taste good.
Yeah. See me, I'm a griller. He can attest to my grilling.
He's a griller. He loves to grill. That man can grill his ass off. And I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I go over this nigga house sometimes just to eat his goddamn food, and then I leave. I ain't gonna even lie. I know that's some fucked up shit.
It's whatever.
But I be like, yo, just come over, man. Just let me get some shit off the grill, man.
It's whatever.
You know, I put in, though. It ain't like I don't put in. I even offered to buy the nigga a tank one time. But you know what he had the audacity to tell me? Nah, man, I'm all right. I was like, bro, I was over. It was at one point in time, I was over this nigga house every week. Like, every week I was over his house eating his grilled food. And I was like, yo, man, the least I could do is put in on a tank. And the motherfucker was like, nah, I'm good.
Shit, nowadays I go through three gas tanks a year. So.
Man. But grilled chicken, you make good kebabs too, man. I like the kebabs.
I ain't even front. Kebabs. My girl hooks those up. I put them on the grill and I throw some sauce on them. She's the one who marinates them and puts all the peppers and whatever she does on it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about breakfast food, man? You eat breakfast food?
Yeah, a breakfast sandwich.
What's on this breakfast sandwich you're talking about? What are we
Depends
talking
about? Where I get it from.
Hmm.
Like, you can get you a hungry man that got bacon, sausage, ham, and cheese.
Right.
Two ways for ham. Me. No. Really?
No, I don't eat ham.
You'll eat sausage, but you won't eat ham?
Yeah, I don't eat ham.
That don't make no sense.
it makes perfect sense. So, ham is the saltiest part of the pig. Like, for some reason, that shit is just, like, I can always taste the salt. I don't care what you do to ham.
Okay.
It's too salty for me.
You don't like salt. That's fine.
Yeah. So, I don't eat ham. But I can eat other stuff, like the bacon, the sausage, things like that. I'll even occasionally dabble in a pork loin or something. You know, it's not as salty as just the ham. I don't know why ham is just so salty for some reason.
I don't mind ham.
Yeah. But when it comes to breakfast food, man, I'm a French toast guy. I love French toast.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sure I've eaten it. Or eating it, whatever, how you pronounce it, but I can't think of the last time I've ever had it.
You know, and I lied to you, Nat. I'm not a real pancake guy. I don't like pancakes like talking about.
See, here's the thing with me and pancakes. When I was growing up, I couldn't, at that age, I couldn't cook, but I can make a motherfucking pancake. You get the mix. Where it says just add water, you just mm-hmm. add water to that bitch. You stir that motherfucker up.
Now,
but those were my weed smoking days, so it was right. easy to cook. Mm-hmm. So you know, you high as fuck, you throw some pancakes on. 5 minutes later, you grub it.
You grub it, yeah. Now, Manny, my girl, she likes to go to fucking IHOP all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get the center stack. But the best pancakes I ever fucking had in my life was when I went to her house. And her mama made me fucking pancakes. That was the best pancakes I ever had in my motherfucking life.
Yo, homemade shit be the best shit, man.
And I had asked one time. I was like, yo, why the fuck you like to go to IHOP so much? Well, your mom makes the best pancakes I ever had. Like,
maybe her mom get tired of cooking for her.
Maybe. She don't want to make the motherfucking pancakes. But them pancakes were so good. They had the crispy edges. But they was light and fluffy on the inside. Mm-hmm. They ain't fully, you know how most pancakes absorb all the fucking syrup that you put on it?
Mm-hmm.
Them joints ain't absorb all the syrup, but they held a good amount.
Okay.
So you had the syrup going all the way through the shit. You had the butter.
I was about to say, you put butter on your
pancakes too? Yeah, she put the, you had the butter. Them joints was, oh my God, it was some good ass pancakes. Okay. I was like, yo, the only time I'm eating pancakes now is if this lady makes those.
Fair enough.
And I appreciate her for that.
Fair enough.
Two thumbs up. You get a 5-star rating on them damn pancakes. It was great.
How are you on fried food?
Fried food? I don't eat fried food too much. I mean, I'll eat fried chicken every once in a while, but most of the time, I like my chicken either grilled or baked.
Me too.
With some sauce on it. Got to put the sauce on it. The Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's Honey Hot for me.
Honey Hot. I do all sorts of Sweet Baby Ray's too, man. I take the fucking the sweet and spicy and the honey barbecue and I mix the motherfuckers together.
See what I do?
I did Chipotle.
I take the Honey Hot and mix it with the buffalo.
Uh huh.
And put it on that way. Woo. Me, I like spicy food.
Yeah.
So you gonna feed me? Make my shit spicy.
Make your shit spicy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, food. We can talk about food all day long.
Oh yeah, man. Give me some jerk chicken. Ooh. Some
jerk chicken. Ooh.
You ain't had my jerk chicken. My jerk
Now, I haven't chicken. Had your jerk chicken yet.
Yeah.
So, we'll get on to that. We'll get to that. But we're going to talk more about food in future episodes, man. We'll get more in depth with that. We'll talk about some more foods that we dislike. Hell, we might even, I don't know, you ain't about sharing recipes. You don't share recipes with motherfuckers, tell them how to make it.
Tell who how to make what?
Tell. I'm asking a question. Would you be open to telling the listener how to make some of the stuff you make?
Yeah, I put some seasoning on it. I put that shit in the oven or the grill, and I put some sauce on that bitch. There you go. That's my recipe. There you go.
Man, they gonna get you with that in the comment section. They probably gonna ask you, like, how you make the wings, bro. Let me get your recipe for your jerk chicken.
Yeah, you put some jerk sauce on it. You marinate it. You know?
Like, yeah. Yo, I was going through things to talk about on this week's episode, and I wanted to go through some more of those weird-ass news stories, right?
Okay.
So, the headline to this one was, a man gets jail time for giving homeless people Oreos.
Did he steal the Oreos?
He did not steal the Oreos.
So why is he getting jail time for it?
Well, give me one second here.
One. Snigging his phone calls, man. Jets suck.
Just but I'm going to give you why he going to jail because of this.
Yeah, he walked away saying, I'm going to give you water. Fucking black people, man, I swear.
He did not steal the Oreos, people. He did not steal the Oreos. So what he did was...
Did he come on the Oreos?
You can't put come on cake. He did not come on the Oreos, man. So what happened was, man, he was trying to help out poor people. What he did was he was giving people...
What were they double stuff?
They weren't double stuff after he finished with them. So what he did was, so if he bought the motherfuckers double stuff, they not double stuff no more. So what he did was, he replaced the cream inside the Oreos. What did he replace the cream with? No, he did not replace it with cum, okay? You can't put cum on cake or Oreos, okay? You can't do it. So what he did was he replaced the filling in the Oreos with toothpaste, and he was giving it to homeless people. Well, wow. Food tampering is a federal offense.
Wow.
Being that that's a federal offense, even though he had good intentions,
that ain't no good intention. You want to get some motherfucking toothpaste to a person, you give them a toothbrush. Like, brush your motherfucking teeth. You don't put it in a motherfucking Oreo. That's disrespectful.
He tampered with the Oreos. He disrespected the Oreos.
What'd he do with the cream? He licked the cream out first and then he put the toothpaste in?
He might. I think he might have just scraped it. I don't think he was
You don't fucking scrape cream off an Oreo. You lick that shit off. The fuck out of here, man.
Unpopular opinion, bro. I don't like the cream in Oreos.
What?
Unpopular opinion. If they could just give me a whole sleeve of just the actual cookie.
You don't like it because it's white?
No, that's
I'm
not
just saying, you know. Motherfuckers,
I know you don't like. You don't eat white products, nigga.
I'll lick the shit out of some cream with an Oreo, though.
I'm not licking the cream on the Oreo. I don't like the cream in the Oreo. So I'll take that shit and I scrape it off and then just eat the cookie. If you could give me a whole sleeve of just the cookies, Because that's what Oreos are really made of. That's the Oreo.
No.
Don't nobody else make a cookie like that. Nobody. But everybody else uses cream, don't they?
Dude, you can't have an Oreo without the cream.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
The black cookie is the Oreo.
You can't have an Oreo cookie without the cream. And it's got to be double stuffed. A regular Oreo ain't worth eating.
A regular Oreo. Ain't, you know what, man? We'll never agree on this debate. We can debate this all day, but I don't like that fucking cream. Oh. And you know, everybody uses cream. You got cream in all sorts of cookies.
You know what I don't like about the Oreo?
What you don't like about the Oreo?
The white Oreo. Vanilla cookie part.
Why the fuck would I want a vanilla cookie?
Why are they making it?
I don't know. That's why I said I just like the black cookie part. Because that's the best part of the Oreo.
You can't call that an Oreo if it's a white cookie.
But nobody else makes that kind of cookie.
I'm just saying. Like, Oreo pissed me off when they made that because that ain't an Oreo.
Okay.
An Oreo is black, white, black. That's an Oreo.
Black, white, black. Not white, white, white.
No. That ain't an Oreo.
So, how do you feel about the Oreos when they have, like, the different flavors, like the mint cream and the candy cream or whatever? The raspberry cream.
They do that shit for holidays.
Right.
You know, they just trying to make money. Fine. I ain't eating that shit.
They used to do a white chocolate Oreo, I think it was, where they had the Oreo cookie, but they covered it and coated it in white chocolate.
I don't like
the
white chocolate. That don't make
sense.
Was
it white chocolate?
White chocolate don't make sense. There should be no such thing as white chocolate. Chocolate is chocolate.
Damn, bro. You just don't like white products.
No. White chocolate is stupid. It don't make sense.
Understood, man. Understood.
The only white chocolate I know is the basketball player.
Yes. Jason Williams.
Yes.
Okay.
That's white chocolate right there. Because he white. And he got a whole bunch of chocolate mixed in him.
Understood.
With his game.
Also, the headline of this joint was a man was brought to a police station for questioning. And he left with bruises and new charges. So he was brought in for
questioning. Bruises where?
All over. So he was brought in to questioning and he endured dozens of punches. Somebody was beating the fuck out of this guy.
Did he beat the shit out of himself?
He filed a complaint. That's exactly what the fuck he did. He beat himself. And he was caught on camera beating himself. But he was trying to file suit against the fucking police officers.
Stupid
saying that they beat him.
They're recording you.
But he was caught on camera.
They're recording
fucking
you.
Dumbass. Why do people got to be so stupid?
Trying to get money.
Trying to get money.
Money make you do something stupid. Pussy make you do something stupid, too.
That's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. I was also looking at YouTube, and I was looking at this guy. He answers listeners' questions kind of like us. But he's an advice columnist. So he tries to offer advice to them. One of the questions that he got was, what do I do if I remain celibate before marriage, but then after I got married, I found out that my husband was a centimeter Peter?
What's that?
A centimeter Peter is a nigga with a little ass dick.
Well, you could do a peek first.
Could have did a peek first. But they didn't do a peek first. They waited. They wanted to wait until they were married to have sex. But she found out he's a centimeter Peter.
Well,
what does she do at this point?
I mean, try to work with it? I don't know.
She got to try to work with it.
Work with it first. And if you really, really ain't feeling it, you got to get rid of that shit.
You just got. She's already married to the guy now.
Like I said,
she got to divorce him.
You got to work with it first, and if you really ain't feeling it, you got to get rid of that shit. Sex is a major part of life,
right?
Because if you ain't feeling it from one person, you gonna get it from the next.
Mm-hmm.
It is that simple.
Hey, man. She said that she wanted to try to make her marriage work. When she wrote in to him, she was like, I want to make my marriage work. Like what I said, do I do? And this man went on a 6-minute soliloquy of nothing but jokes about niggas with small dicks.
See, he's stupid. See, what you do is you get some toys.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And go that route.
Wow.
Tons of foreplay.
Tons of foreplay. Make sure you get off. Make sure you good before he do his little thing.
Yeah.
To make his little centimeter Peter bust.
Mm-hmm.
That works for me.
I don't know what else to tell you.
I don't know what else to tell you either, man.
But or you can go that swinger route.
Yeah.
I mean, that ain't for us. I'm just talking. People do like that shit. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So what I want to do before we get off there here, and we might start doing this at the end of each show, want to start playing some games of Would You Rather.
Okay.
So I got a couple questions up here, and we want to hear what you got to say about
this. You got
shit.
A book of questions. Well, give me the couple.
Oh, no, this is a couple questions. This is a couple questions. I ain't got a book of questions.
It looked like a book of questions.
This is a bunch of these motherfuckers, but I'm going to ask you one of these.
All right.
Would you rather have your dreams written and directed by the makers of The Matrix, or would you rather have your dreams written and directed by the makers of Girls Gone Wild? You gotta pick one.
I'll say The Matrix. Just off of possibilities.
You got all sorts of possibilities in your
Anything
dream.
Is possible in the Matrix.
Anything is possible in the Matrix. Your dreams.
Girls Gone Wild, you know. First off, sexy women, that's all fine.
Right.
Them bitches might have something.
They might.
You know.
Because them bitches from Girls Gone Wild is crazy.
Yeah.
Got another one for you, bro.
Okay.
Would you rather fight Mike Tyson, prime Mike Tyson,
mm-hmm.
or for the rest of your life, would you rather talk like him? You got to fight him in one fight.
I'm going to fight him.
You going to fight him? You don't want to talk like him?
Nah.
You mean tell me you don't want to talk like this?
Nah, he going to knock me out in one punch. That's cool.
You want to talk like this? You don't want to talk like this?
Nah, I'm good on that.
If you take enough punches from this nigga in his prime, you gonna still be talking like
that. I'm only gonna take one.
you gonna call the fight yourself?
No, just don't get up.
Oh, you gonna blow the fight yourself? You gonna
Either he gonna knock me out, or if he hits me, I'm just gonna fall and not get up.
I'm not getting up.
You know, he hit me with a gut shot. I ain't getting up.
Oh my god, bro.
Shit. Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid. Okay, this is the last one I'm going to ask you, man.
All right.
Would you rather double date the Olsen twins as they are now, the Olsen twins, or the Wonder twins and their powers activated?
Ain't one a boy and a girl?
Yeah.
Give me the Olsen twins. Word up. Fuck out of here, man. The fuck out of here, man.
Yo.
Give me two anorexic girls, skin and bones over a guy and a girl. Get the fuck out of here. Ain't no guy in my equation.
Yo, you heard it here first, bro. No guy and girl in his equation.
Nah.
Oh, man. You're a funny motherfucker.
That's truth. What would you do?
I'm going to go with you on that way. I'm going to go with you on that way.
For
no
real. For real. Plus, the Olsen twins, they billionaires. You hit them off lovely, they might hit you off lovely.
They might hit you off lovely. Okay.
Shit.
Understood, man. Well, we've been going about an hour now. You know, we're about to wrap this up. Did you have anything else for him, man?
Nah, I'm good, man. Just hit that Facebook group up, man.
Hit the Facebook group up again.
Questions, comments, whatever.
And we appreciate all that stuff, man. If you like the podcast, share that shit, man.
Share it. Tell
other
friends
people about it. Please. We want to grow the podcast. We want more listeners. We want to answer more of your questions. We want to hear more of your comments. We want you in the Facebook group live. Post whatever you want in there.
Yeah, the more you share, the more people that listen, the more things we can do.
Yeah.
You know?
And for those who, we still got any listener spots left for the Fantasy Football League?
I think we got two. I've been, like, I don't know if I can fill the two, to be honest.
Well, if you have not so far, man, if you want to join the 2 Cents and 9 Cents Fantasy Football League, hit us up, man.
Yeah, two spots left. Two spots. It's fun. Yo, if you've never even played fantasy and you thought about it, sign up.
Try it out.
You know, I'll walk you through the shit.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of, I wouldn't listen to him though, but it's going to be a lot of trash talk.
First off, don't listen to somebody who ain't never won in my league.
But I'm a champ.
I'm a champ outside our league too, and inside our league.
The very first year.
It's still a champ. You ain't got no championships.
Look, man, stop holding on to your one championship that you won when we were all new to fantasy.
And guess what? You still ain't got one, and we ain't new to it.
That's cool, man.
So how you gonna give advice when you ain't won one? I won one.
When we were all new to fantasy.
No, I won because I drafted good teams and my teams wasn't hurt. My teams was hurt last year.
Whoa. Let's be honest about this, man. What do we call that when you don't know what you're doing, but you win? We call that beginner's luck, right?
I knew what I was doing. I know how the NFL draft works. Anybody who knows football knows how the NFL draft works. You draft the best motherfucking player. It ain't that hard.
But in fantasy football,
it ain't that hard.
It's not always about the best player.
Yes, it is.
Think about that.
It puts up, who puts up the most stats?
It's not always about that.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so in your opinion, is Kirk Cousins a better quarterback than Tom Brady?
No.
Exactly. But Kirk Cousins puts up better fantasy numbers than Tom Brady. So you can't sit up here and tell somebody, just pick the best players, because Tom Brady never finishes above Kirk Cousins and them when it comes to fantasy finishes.
Tom Brady's more consistent.
Yeah, Tom Brady is a better quarterback than this guy all the way around. But when it comes to fantasy football,
y'all pick fucking Kirk Cousins in fantasy over Tom Brady if you want to. You listen to him.
Yeah.
How many championships he won in our league?
But what I'm saying to you is,
I'm not listening to you.
That if you do that,
I'm not listening.
If you do that on a week to week basis, you would score more at the quarterback position with Kirk Cousins than you would Tom Brady. That's what I'm saying to you.
You change your lineups based on who you're playing.
Understood. You do that. You do that. But on a week to week basis, you can't tell somebody just draft the best players, because the best players don't always put up the best fantasy numbers.
You draft. I'm not breaking down how I draft. You know,
I won a
championship.
You won a championship the first year. We call that beginner's luck.
And you ain't
every
won
other
none.
Year and I you finished above you.
No, you didn't.
Every other year I finished above you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I have.
No, you didn't.
Last year I finished above you.
That was last year. My team was decimated in injuries.
The year before last I finished above you.
My team was decimated. No.
You didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah, because I had Julio Jones who ain't get me no goddamn fucking touchdowns.
So, again, we all agree on this, right? You drafted Julio Jones, who is the best wide receiver in the game, but you didn't win in fantasy because you drafted him.
Don't listen to anyone.
But you going to listen to the guy who just told you to draft the best players
and you
instead of not having people, a draft strategy.
People. He still has never won a championship with whatever he's trying to tell you.
Oh, no. Correct yourself to the people.
He ain't won a championship in our league.
You keep saying our league, but every year I win four or more championships.
Dude, you play like six fucking leagues.
I understand that. But you play six leagues, but you win in championships in all of them.
Shit, I win a championship in every season I play. Just not in our league.
I get you. But that's what I'm saying to you. Don't tell the people that we don't know what we're talking about.
I'll tell the people that the fuck I want. I got game plans, motherfucker.
Don't tell the people we don't know what we're talking about, though.
Y'all go out there and draft the best player.
Don't tell the people we don't know what we're talking about.
Y'all go out there and draft the best player. I'm trying to win a championship.
You're trying to win a championship.
Y'all go out there and draft the best player. I got a game plan. I don't give a fuck what everybody else got to say.
I got a game plan, too. And my game plans, I win championships.
Yeah, just not in our league.
You're right. And you don't win championships in our league either.
I won one.
You won the first one.
And that's
people will tell you that that's beginner's luck. Okay, no, you not. Got it. You no, got the first
it's,
one.
It's not beginner's luck.
What have you done since?
What is it called?
It's called what have you done for me lately?
Okay.
That's what it's called.
What have you done for me lately in our league?
I finished above you every year.
But you ain't never won shit.
You're right. I haven't won a championship. All
right. So stop talking like you all this and that. You ain't won shit.
I'm talking
you
like
ain't
that.
Won shit.
I'm talking like that because I've won championships every year.
Yeah. I win championships every year too, just not in our league. You ain't never won once in our league.
That will change.
No.
And that will change this year. And I'm going to win it by a landslide just to shut you up.
Oh, my God.
Just to shut you up.
Y'all people, don't listen to this dude.
If you want to win in your fantasy football leagues, I would advise you to listen to more of my takes on it than to listen to his takes. Because he just told you to draft the best player. But when he drafted Julio Jones, he didn't even make the playoffs.
I did make the playoffs. I made the playoffs every league, every year.
What was your record, man? You squeaked in?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
As long as you get in.
All right, man. Okay.
Shit.
As long as you get in.
As long as you get
with
in.
With your 8-8 record. I'll get in.
Yo, the Giants won Super Bowls with shitty-ass records.
Man, I don't care nothing about no Giants with those
but
Super
that's
Bowls.
Real life.
That's real life, yes.
So, stop, you know, cut the bullshit.
Cut the bullshit? I'm talking mad shit to you.
That's okay. You can talk shit. I don't mind shit talkers.
Yeah.
I talk shit too.
Because I'm winning.
You ain't won shit in our league. You ain't telling me nothing.
You
ain't telling me nothing.
I win more games than you.
Guess
what? On a consistent basis.
I won a championship.
On a consistent basis, I win more games than you.
I won a championship.
That was 4 years ago, man. Stop holding on to that shit.
And you
like it's
know what?
Relevant right
you
now.
You ain't
it's
got no
relevant.
Titles in our league.
It's not relevant.
You ain't got no titles in our league.
Now, again, for the listeners, man, for people who sit up here and they think that you are a better player because you got more championship rings than the other person, Mike isn't the greatest basketball player in the world because he had more rings than the next person.
He ain't got the most rings.
He's the best player in the game because he's just the best player in the game. That's why it's not because he's got rings. I'm a better fantasy player than you because I'm a better fantasy player than you.
No, you're
not because you got one championship in one league.
No, you're not. Dude, my team was decimated with injuries last year. You know it.
Okay, man.
And you know it.
Your team was decimated with injuries last year. So was
the waiver wire kept me afloat.
So was everybody else's.
I don't give a fuck about everybody else had
injuries too.
Yeah, and I finished better than them.
We ain't sitting up here complaining
and I finished
about injuries.
And I finished better than them.
Okay, man.
Your team had, like, no injuries.
My team had no injuries. Okay, man.
Shit, you made a stupid fucking trade. That's why you lost.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And you want to know what? The person that beat you, he talking shit, too.
He can talk shit.
We've been messaging.
He can talk shit. The person that won, he can talk as much shit as he wants. It's fine. I like the fact that he's talking shit. I like the fact that you're talking shit.
That's what I do.
I love the fact that y'all talking shit. But at the end of the day, when the numbers come in, my numbers are always better than y'all's. Yes. I will sit here. I've admitted 50 times. I keep admitting it. I have not won a championship in our league. But I have consistently been way over 500 in wins.
You know what I hear?
I've consistently put up top 10 fantasy performances every week. I'm always at the top. I'm always at the top. We can point to this, that. But Antoine, at the end of the day,
if you're not first, you're last.
At the end of the day, if these people want the best chance of winning fantasy football, I would advise them to listen to me a little bit more than they listen to you.
I'm going to tell you straight up. Don't listen to me because I ain't helping y'all.
He helping you.
Word up. I ain't helping y'all.
We getting wins out here. It's going to be a great fantasy football season. Why the fuck did we go an extra 10 minutes talking about fantasy football?
Because you cause arguments. I don't know what else to say.
At the end of the day, man, it's a great time, man. Come join the Fantasy Football League. You'll hear shit like this all the time. We'll be in the comment section doing shit like this. We appreciate you guys listening to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm Antoine Weisslicker. That's my homeboy, Matt.
Fantasy football champ coming up. Let's do it.
And we out.
We out.